Once again, we're talking with Bob Culp of Culps at Stratford. And Bob, we talked last time about mold and how it's not a good thing in a building. Can you give us a little recap of that discussion?
Yeah, sure. You know, spray foam insulation works very well to stop warm, moist building air from getting to cold, condensing surfaces. And that's one of the reasons why we use isonine, because you get to control where your warm, moist air in a building goes and allow it to not condense on cold surfaces.
Now, what exactly, how does mold affect the household and a homeowner?
Well, a mold can really affect a homeowner, especially if they're doing a major remodel project of any sort. They can change the dynamics of the building to the point where you didn't have mold before, now you do. That's why roof ventilation became a real critical thing the last number of years, because people added insulation and made those surfaces on the outside colder than they used to be. And that just really, that when you change a building, you have to look at how do we keep this mold thing from happening, because durability of the building is certainly an issue.
So if a homeowner is planning on remodeling or building, it's something they really need to understand on this.
We think that they should understand it. The better way to do it really is to call in a professional, you know, either ourselves or Energy Star consultants, to make sure that they make the right choices along the way, you know, and make sure they take the entire building envelope into consideration, because changing out a furnace can radically affect the way the rest of the building operates, or changing out windows or siding, or doing, you know, extensive remodeling.
You know, one thing we had talked about in the past, and that is, again, probably bears repeating, and that is you hear sometimes about a building is too tight. Is that possible?
It is not possible to get a building envelope too tight. It's possible to not supply enough oxygen to the occupants of the building, but you do that by controlling the airflow in and out with an air exchanger. But no, a building cannot be built too tight, but you can have random air leaks that affect a building adversely, and we've seen a lot of that.
All right. Now, if they'd like more information or a customized proposal, how do they do about it?
They call me at 800-285-2917. Stop by at our office, which is 2.5 miles east of Stratford on Highway 153. Email me at bob.culp@culproof.com. And again, the 800 number is 800-285-2917.
All right.